on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the owner of a house in the Manor Cunningham area, which was subject to an aggravated burglary, says he can't understand why his home was targeted. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing following a robbery at St Patrick's Church in Killigordon on Sunday last. It's been claimed that Donegal is woefully unprepared for the consequences of a potential no-deal Brexit, and the Donegal County Councillor is calling for an overhaul of the HSE's recruitment process. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a man has been arrested after a woman was assaulted at a house in the Fannaboy area of Gortahorc yesterday afternoon. The woman in her 50s was assaulted at around 2 o'clock and taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to her injuries. The man is currently detained at Milford Garda Station under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. The owner of a house in the Manor Cunningham area, which was subject to an aggravated burglary, says he can't understand why his home was targeted. Two masked men, believed to be armed, gained entry to the premises at around 4:30 yesterday afternoon and ransacked the house before making off with a sum of cash. William Lynch's wife was in the house at the time of the burglary and was threatened by the intruders. He says his family are finding it difficult to comprehend what has happened.
My wife, she's very badly shook up there. She's a well sore shoulder. She's just bad shock now, so she is. The doorbell rang and she went to open the front door, and just as she was opening the front door, somebody else had come in the back door and grabbed her and dragged her down the hall and threw her into the garage at the bottom of the hall and locked the door. And then whenever she was in the garage, she was saying she just could hear, you know, them ransacking the house and glass breaking. So she stayed in there for a while till the noise stopped, and she opened the roller door then, and she ran up to the neighbour's house and she rang the guards then. It's always going to be on the back of your mind, like, you know, whenever you just walk about the house, you'd be saying to yourself, there's somebody in here, you know, shouldn't have been in here. Like, I can't believe it, like, you know, that we'd be targeted. It doesn't make sense that way, you know.
Gardaí are continuing to investigate the incident and are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. Inspector Michael Harrison says two vehicles were seen in the area around the same time the incident occurred. He says they are keen to hear from anyone who may have seen them in the aftermath.
Very, very unusual, you know, for a crime like this to happen at that time of the day, but it has happened. But we've had some of the information has come in already that you've mentioned already, and that is regarding the vehicles, two vehicles that were seen in the area at the time. We're not saying these vehicles are involved in the crime, but they were definitely in the Arda area yesterday at the time. Now, anybody that doesn't know this area, it kind of knows the back road between St. Johnson and Dromahal, you know, going through Galdon across roads. That's the road we're talking about. But the vehicles we're looking for that were seen was one of them, as you said, was an old type transit van, and the other was a Volkswagen Passat. Now, we don't have a registration for the vehicles. The Passat was silver in colour, and we believe the Ford Transit van was white. So we're looking for any information that we can regarding these two vehicles. If anybody has seen them, we believe that the direction of travel that took was down towards the Galdon Crossroads, which would be heading towards Dromahal / Rafoe. So if anybody has seen these vehicles at the time yesterday, and this, which was a dreadful crime to happen to this lady, we would appreciate any information that we could. A lot of the locals in the area have already made contact with us, and we'd appreciate that and thank them very, very much for that. But again, we're making that appeal for anybody who's seen those two vehicles in the area.
Meanwhile, investigations are continuing following a robbery at St Patrick's Church in Killigordon. On Sunday evening last, the church, which has been subject to numerous break-ins over the past year, was targeted. In this latest incident, the thieves were disturbed within the church by local priest Father Frankie Lynch before they made off with a sum of money. He was speaking earlier on today's 9 to Noon show.
He walked right back up the aisle up to my face, and he just told me, he said, "I'm from Strabane. And I'm coming from a funeral. and I came in to light a few candles. Now, the way that the law would look at it is they actually have to be caught red-handed, you see. I didn't see him taking anything. But it was only the next morning that the sacristan discovered that the boxes had been interfered with and that money had been taken. Whatever money was in them was taken out. So I was immediately suspicious because they were total strangers.
Yeah.
Three times last year, and this is the first this year. And then it has been one of a spate of break-ins in recent weeks. So it's again, from my own personal point of view, it's again to alert people if there is anyone that to them looks suspicious, that are total strangers to them, is to leave the church altogether. Don't engage them. Do your own thing and try and make an exit out of the church.
It's been claimed that Donegal is woefully unprepared for the consequences of a potential no-deal Brexit. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty has hit out at the government over what he says is the failure to reference what additional supports, if any, will be made available to Donegal as part of its Brexit legislation. He was speaking as the government's Brexit omnibus bill was debated in the Dáil yesterday and said that the county is simply not in a position to take any Brexit impact.
There is a complete disregard to the impacts on the regions in this Brexit bill. There is absolutely no impact assessment being done in relation to how the regions will be impacted. And we've heard from all of the experts that the South East and the North West is going to be the most seriously impacted regions in this state, outside of obviously the six counties in the north. And Donegal is not in a position to take any impact as a result of Brexit. Today we see again results coming out that you have the highest levels of poverty in Donegal. Just because you're born there, you're likely to be more poor than any other county in the state. Because you are born in Donegal, you are less likely to be in employment than any county in the state. Because you are born in Donegal, you are likely to have less disposable income than any county in the state. Because you are born in Donegal, you are likely to have worse health outcomes than any county in the state. And the reality is now Brexit is going to impact on Donegal above many other regions and above most other counties in this state. Yet not one thing in terms of regional support for a county that is crying out because of the neglect of this government and successive governments. This needs to be put right. You need to fix it. You need to understand that Donegal is no longer going to be tolerated as an afterthought. And the fact that you have not done this, it screams loudly of the disrespect and disregard that this government has to the regions that are going to be affected as a result of this British policy.
Meanwhile, Irish people diagnosed with rare diseases are concerned Brexit may have a detrimental impact on their care. 300,000 people in Ireland will be diagnosed with a rare disease at some point in their lives. Many patients travel to other EU countries to be seen by consultants that are experts on their condition. CEO of Medical Research Charities Group, Avril Keenan, says Brexit is causing uncertainty for Irish patients.
Because of Brexit, we simply don't know how the UK representation within those European centres is going to carry on after this. So we don't know if they will still remain a part of them, and if they are no longer a part of them, then it's going to be very difficult for Irish patients who will have to travel further for their expertise.
A Donegal County councillor is calling for an overhaul of the HSE's recruitment process. It's after it emerged a radiographer serving community hospitals in Killybegs and Donegal Town has submitted their resignation, leading to concern over the future of X-ray facilities at both hospitals. The current recruitment process in place means a position cannot be advertised until the post becomes vacant. Councillor Niamh Kennedy says the HSE needs to act now to protect against the facilities being left without a radiographer for an extended period of time.
So I'd just be very, very concerned at the way it's been handled. I'm told that the policy is within the HSE that you cannot advertise a position until that person has actually left the post, which is ridiculous in this day and age, considering the fact that radiographers are not the easiest thing to get and the job will have to be applied for. This person has given their notice, their 3 weeks notice, so by the time that they're ready to leave, it'll be the 14th of March, when we will be left with no radiographer between Donegal Town and in Killybegs, which means that obviously people from as far as Glencolumbkill, if they have to get an X-ray done, they're going to have to go to Letterkenny. Now, with all of the talk that was done and all the great news about these new facilities that were in all our community hospitals, it was whatever, 1.7 million mentioned on it, cost-wise, to get them all done, and state-of-the-art facilities, and now we've got nobody to do it. It's very, very disappointing. So we really want to put the pressure on the HSE to ensure that, there is a steady position of that there's no vacancy there for any length of time for a radiographer in those two hospitals. The radiographer shares between Donegal Town and Killybegs, so it's very, very important. There's an awful lot of people in that area that would avail of these vital services.
The Taoiseach says that all religions should be represented in Irish hospitals. He was responding to a report which recommends that patients should be able to ask hospitals to remove crucifixes or other religious symbols. The report also raises questions over whether the state should continue to fund religious-run hospitals if they refuse to provide abortions or contraception. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says religion shouldn't be banished.
I actually believe in the separation of church and state. I think that's right. But what I don't believe in is banishing religion to some sort of private space. The way I'd have it is I'd have a crib and I'd have a menorah up for Hanukkah and maybe something for Eid as well, and maybe recognise and celebrate everyone's traditions in a reasonable way.
A Donegal deputy believes that 23% VAT hike halt on health food supplements is a positive development. The revenue commissioners have suspended the imposition of VAT at 23% on food supplements until November, while the minister examines the policy surrounding the taxation. Deputy Charlie McConlogue says this will ease the anxieties of many who use these products and were facing significant cost increases. He does hope, however, that the plans will be scrapped altogether.
It would have resulted in good supplements going from a 0% fat rate to 23% fat rate, and really would have punished and hit people in the pocket who actually use food supplements as part of their daily routine. And indeed, it would have had a very significant economic impact on the health food shop sector as well. Fianna Fáil, we had pushed this and thought that it would be reviewed, and we are now will be seeking as well that it is reconsidered at government level, so that the 1st of November date, which it has now been put back to, that it can actually be reconsidered so that it's done away with altogether, because we certainly don't believe that people should be punished by the implementation of a 23% VAT rate to going from a 0% VAT rate for those who use food supplements on a regular basis.
And a lot of time you're saying between now and then, November, to maybe perhaps get that VAT hike abolished altogether.
Yeah, there's a number of months now, and this decision to delay it from the 1st of March to the end of November was a revenue commissioner's decision, and responded very much to the representations of many Oireachtas members, and that's one that I was in contact directly with the Minister of Finance on as well. But now it is going to be a key matter for next year's budget, and it's essential that the government move to reconsider their approach in relation to this, because it simply isn't reasonable in any way that you would go from a 0% VAT rate to a 23% VAT rate on important items which are a key part of people's food regime, such as food supplements.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with extra savings this week when you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Premier League strugglers Fulham have sacked manager Claudio Ranieri after just 3 months in charge. Last night's 2-0 defeat away to Southampton leaves the London club 10 points from safety with 10 games to play. Ranieri's record at Craven Cottage was a poor one, with the Italian losing 10 of his 16 games in charge. Scott Parker has been installed as caretaker, with chairman Shahid Khan hoping the former England midfielder can help the club to stabilise. And Tottenham's Harry Kane will face no further action from the FA following last night's Premier League defeat to Chelsea. The striker appeared to aim a headbutt towards opposition captain Cesar Azpilicueta during the match at Stamford Bridge, but the FA can't act as the incident was seen at the time by the match officials. Well, the Republic of Ireland ladies, they played an international friendly against Wales in Marbella today. Tyler Toland, she started for Ireland today. Amber Barrett was a used sub. The game finished today 0-0. The teams play again next week. Freddie's opposition is this week's Freddie's Northwest Derby at Fun Park between Fun Harps and Sligo Rovers sees a continuation of a busy period for Fun Harps. It's a hectic start to the campaign. Harps have a trip to Shamrock Rovers brought forward to this Monday when they entertain Cork City and Ballybuffet the following Friday, which will mean they've played 5 games in 2 weeks. Manager Ollie Horgan says they'll deal with the task, but it's unfair on his players.
I don't see any of the rest of the teams having 5 games in 14 days, but you know, can we manage it this start of the season? You're hoping you can, but it's a savage ask, Ryan. There's no point in mixing me words about it. The fact that we're going to Tala Monday night of no fault of their own, with no other Premier Division game in the country or any First Division game on, is a little bit hard to take, despite us giving alternatives and you know, dates and alternative venues as regards reversing fixtures. It wasn't to be. It's we've got to go to Tala. It's a little bit daunting having to play a huge game on Friday night against Sligo, then go to Tala and then play Cork. So even if we got a week's grace and we're both ourselves and Shamrock Rovers have buys in the EA Sports Cup, which is on a Monday week, let the lads go to work this Monday, not be taking half days and get off the following Monday. But unfortunately, they've got to get off 2 Mondays in a row and cause problems to their employers. Don't mind recovery. You know, I've said it before, I mean, every coaching course you go to, they talk about proper recovery and proper preparation. You know, 5 games in 14 days, is don't see much, recovery in that.
Ollie Horgan there, Fun Harps. Kick-off against Sligo Rovers tomorrow night at Fun Park is 8 o'clock. In under-17 FAI schools, Tom Tisher Ulster Cup semi-final today. It was Rosses Community School 2, Deal College 0. In colleges, Gaelic Games 2, Donegal Schools suffered defeat this afternoon on the Gaelic Games front. Colostia Alley from Letterkenny missed out in a place in the girls' under-20 All-Ireland final, losing to St Mary's of Middleton in the semi-final. The Cork side won the game, which was played in Tuam, 219-2-2. Elsewhere, Garm School Coola of Balnamore lost to St Mogues of Bon Boy and Cavan in the Ulster Ward Cup final today. It finished 3-11-2-9 at Errigal, Cairn and Ballygolly. Moving on to rugby, and Ireland have been handed a tough draw for June's under-20 championship in Argentina. Last year's ninth place finish has seen Noel McNamara's side suffer with their seeding. Ireland have been drawn in Pool B with England, Australia and Italy. And Rhys Ruddock's name is back in the frame for Ireland's remaining Six Nations games with France and Wales. The flankers returned from a hamstring injury to Campden Leinster in tomorrow night's Pro 14 meeting with the Cheetahs. That game's on at the RDS. The returns of Scott Fardy, Dave Kearney and Adam Byrne are among the 9 changes from last week's win over the Southern Kings. In golf and the European Tour this week, it's the Oman Open has taken place. A couple of Irish players in action this week. Gavin Moynihan, he finished with a 3-under par round of 69. Paul Dunn, he shot a 2-over par round of 74. Leading the way on 6-under par is American Kurt Kitayama. He shot 66 to sit in 6-under par. That leaves him 1 clear of Scott Jameson and Yuzeki Miyazato. And on the PGA Tour this week, it's the Honda Classic's been played in Florida. Seamus Power had a disappointing day. He shot a 3-over par round of 73. Graham McDowell, he's just about to tee off. Leading the way at the moment is Jonathan Vegas. He's 5-under through 15. On 4-under par through 13, 12 and 11 holes respectively are Charles Schwartzel, Ben Silverman and Hank Liboda. Elsewhere, Zach Johnson and Ernie Els, they're back on 3-under par. In cricket, Ireland have lost the first match of their one-day series with Afghanistan. Batting first, Ireland were bowled out for 161 in Dera Dun. Afghanistan surpassed their target with 5 wickets in hand and 49 balls remaining of their innings. The sides will meet again on Saturday. Finally for this evening, in boxing, Olympic gold medalist and former super middleweight world champion James DeGale. He is retired from boxing. He won gold at the 2008 Games in China and became the first British fighter to go on and win a professional world title. DeGale did that by beating Andre Durrell in 2015. The Londoner was beaten at the weekend by Chris Eubank Jr. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Letterkenny man Eugene Gallagher hopes to deliver for the elderly and people with disabilities during his term as Donegal County Councillor. Mr Gallagher is set to be co-opted onto the council next month to replace Councillor Desi Sheens, who yesterday announced that he is resigning from the council as of tomorrow. Mr Gallagher has been looking ahead to his new role.
The main objective that I would have is to help people with disabilities, the old and the unhealthy, or the people with health problems, of which I am one. So on that, as you say, I'm not yet elected. I have to propose and second it. But I intend to, if I get proposed and seconded, I intend to do my very best and honour Desi and try to fill his boots as best I can.
And finally, the Dáil has passed a motion calling for licence fee money to be used to support a commercial radio. The government says it plans to reduce the levy on radio stations by 50%. Speaking during today's debate on the Fianna Fáil motion, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says local radio has been vital in conveying his message to constituents.
Independent local radio played a massive role in media news distribution over the last 30 years. There has been a complete transformation of listeners in our communities. Local radio has increased radio listenership throughout the country over all of those years. Local radio, and many of us know, journalists in local radio have used that as a launch pad to become national journalists. And of course, we in Donegal are extremely fortunate to have two local radios servicing the county, largely Highland Radio for most of the county, and then in the south of the county, Ocean FM. And both of those have stood the test of time, even through many difficult years. And of course, while we're speaking here in the Dáil, if this is to be relayed back to our constituents at home, it's not through national radio, it's through local radio who take the clips from the Dáil and make that available locally. Of course, since the inception of radio, I was here a number of years before that, before local radio. But since then, there has been a major change and is a major advantage to us to bring our message to our constituents.
For weather now, becoming mostly dry tonight with clear spells. Mist and fog will thicken again as winds fall, with lowest temperatures of 4 or 5 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a man has been arrested after a woman was assaulted at a house in the Fianna Boy area of Gortahork yesterday afternoon. The woman in her 50s was assaulted at around 2 o'clock and taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to her injuries. The owner of a house in the Manor Cunningham area, which was subject to an aggravated burglary, says he can't understand why his home was targeted. Two masked men, believed to be armed, gained entry to the premises at around 4:30 yesterday afternoon and ransacked the house before making off with a sum of cash. It's been claimed that Donegal is woefully unprepared for the consequences of a potential no-deal Brexit. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has hit out at the government over what he says is the failure to reference what additional supports, if any, will be made available to Donegal as part of its Brexit legislation. And the Donegal County Councillor is calling for an overhaul of the HSC's recruitment process. It's after it emerged the radiographers serving community hospitals in Killybegs and Donegal Town has submitted their resignation, leading to concern over the future of X-ray facilities at both hospitals. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, February the 28th. The death has occurred of Bridget Butler, Shaha Kilkar. Remains are reposing at her home from 5:30 this evening. Removal from her home on Saturday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthus Church Kilkar at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Kilkar Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. both nights. The death has taken place of Nan Boyle, Guibarra Bridge, Letchermike Ward and Derry's Glenties. Remains will repose at her home at Derry's Glenties from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with rosary tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Removal from there on Saturday afternoon to St Connell's Church Glenties for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.
The death has occurred of Johnny J.J. McAleer, 64 Townsend Street, Strabane. Johnny's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from his late home on Saturday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The death has taken place of Bryony Boyle, Lower Derryreel, Fulcara. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has occurred of Anne McHugh, Armour Island. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronin's Church, Armour, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please.